Hi there. The word for you today is on trials. James writes, James 1 verse 2, consider it all joy when you encounter various trials. Now, he didn't stop there. He said what it produces. Listen to this. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, character, patience, that you may be perfect and complete. Then Peter the Apostle weighs in 1 Peter 4 verse 12. Don't be surprised at the fiery trials you were going through, as if some strange thing were happening to you. You know what? Trials are the common thread that unites all of us. When you get through with one, chances are there's another one coming up the road. That's why James didn't say if, but when you encounter trials. Observe three things here. First, trials come in various categories. Some are physical, some are emotional, some are financial, and some are relational. And there's no one-size-fits-all solution. Some are shocking, like the unexpected loss of a loved one. Others are more drawn out, like an acrimonious divorce or a prolonged illness. Some play out in public, while others take place in your own private hell. Some are due to your own or other people's mistakes. Others have nothing to do whatsoever with human shortcomings. And number two, observe this. Trials test our faith. They bring us back to basics and remind us where our priorities should lie. One Bible teacher says, and I quote, "During intense trials, I go back to what I really believe. Elements such as prayer and dependence on God, getting quiet and waiting on Him. Trials force us all back to the bedrock of faith upon which our foundation rests. And this," he writes, "becomes a refining and a necessary process." Thirdly, trials mature us. When we're suffering, there's a tendency to try and look for a quick way out. Don't do that. Trials are designed to make us complete. By letting them do their work, you always end up stronger.